Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's time for another shot.
Da, na, 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 na. Is that the theme song?
That's actually the Wheel of Fortune theme song.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. No, isn't it? Is it Price is Right?
No. It's Wheel of Fortune, but I'm trying to remember Price is Right. Megan's like,
I don't know, guys. Anyway, yeah. We need our own fucking song.
We need an another shot theme song, maybe. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, maybe Matt could get on that.
Wouldn't that be nice, Darren?
Let's recap a few things.
Okay, first let's talk about the Oscars were just this week.
They were last Sunday. Yes, they were.
Oh, sorry. Right, last Sunday.
Yeah.
And did you watch?
I watched part of it. I was at my friend Nick's party, so I got to catch maybe the first couple, mm-hmm. I don't know, first hour or so, and then I went back to my girlfriend's because I had to do some work, so I didn't get to see it. But I watched, like, the, you know, who was winning at the time and the recaps. I felt like the main question here was, like, how is it going to be without a host? And I liked that they started with Tina, Amy, and Maya. Mm-hmm. I felt like they really kicked it off right. They had good jokes. I prefer not having a host. Very schlocky to me, very like, yeah. Just get to the fucking awards. Like, whole award show season anyway, like, bothers me. It's
yeah.
So long.
Yeah, I think Tina, Amy, and Maya were hilarious. I loved when Tina came out and she says, "Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 1,000,000th Academy Awards."
Right. Yeah,
and for
exactly.
some reason, it's like, it's not probably that great of a joke, but it just made me laugh so hard. So maybe it is, actually. So.
Yeah, I also just feel like that's everyone's sentiment when you're watching
right.
It's like you can't not watch it, but at the same time it's like,
yeah, yeah.
God.
And then Amy Poehler made a joke that had me dying for like the whole rest of the night. She comes out and, you know, they're doing their little quips as they start, and she was like, "Guys, I'm really excited about tonight. My Spanx are so tight, they've entered my Spider-Verse." And it was just like the funniest joke. I don't know why that is so hilarious to me, but
no,
anyway, they're good at this. So.
They're good at that. Yeah. I love them. I love Maya especially. Like, she's one of my favorites.
Yeah, she's great. So you actually watch a lot of movies. So were you...
I only saw two
thoughts?
Of the best pictures. I only saw Star Is Born.
Oh, okay.
And The Favorite.
Oh, interesting.
I only watched those two. I didn't see Green Book or Black Panther. Yeah. What about you?
I saw Black Panther, and I was thinking back, and I was like,
I can't believe that was in this year's Oscars.
That's what everybody was saying. Yeah, it came out March of last year, but yeah, that feels like so long ago.
You think that'd be like a dead man? Obviously, movies have to come out, but if I was making movies, I'd be like, why do I want a movie to come out like so long ago that people like forget about it? Yeah, it's interesting.
I think some movies do suffer from that, actually.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, I you know, I'm not a big movie person. You definitely are, and I love to hear your suggestions because from time to time when I watch movies, I will consider what people have mentioned to me. But I looked back in my app because I buy most of my movie tickets through like Fandango's app or whatever. And I only saw, are you ready? How many movies do you think I saw last year? In the theater, but I don't really even think I watched any movies.
Four.
You were very close. Five movies. And you want to hear what they were?
Yeah. Avengers 2, Avengers 3, Marvel 5, and Marvel 6.
Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War.
Okay.
Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
I'm 3 for 5.
Ready Player One.
4 for 5.
And then what was the other one? There was one other one. I'm free. Oh, Deadpool 2.
Oh, Deadpool. Okay, that's so, like, all right. That fits right up your alley.
I'm in a very specific genre demographic.
What did you tweet the other day? I think it was on Twitter where you were like, I could watch this movie over and over and over again and never get sick. And I literally rolled my eyes.
It was Avengers Infinity War. Listen, it's a good movie. And it was nominated for some Oscars for visual effects, not storytelling.
No, I know.
But still.
I just love it. How we, like, that's why I love you. Because you and I just have like such a different way to tackle things. I'm like, like my favorite movie of all time. Have we talked about our favorite movies of all time?
Maybe.
I can't remember.
We all know
what
mine.
What is yours?
Spice World.
Spice World.
I could watch Spice World. Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park is probably my pick. But
you know, what's his name? Richard Grant.
Yeah,
and Spice World has been getting, you know, because he was nominated for an Oscar.
Was he in The Favorite? Or what was he in?
No, he was in
some other movie. Yeah,
I'm blanking on it now. But I was listening to an interview with him, and they were like, I think it was on The New Yorker, maybe, or it was like, wait, don't tell me. They were like, you know, Richard Grant, like, you're a prestigious actor. You know, you've never been nominated before. Like, you've been in a number of roles. For those who don't know you at home, what would you say that your most notable role is? He goes, Spice World. And I go, oh my God, I know exactly who this guy is. Like, I freaked out. I was like, I could picture Richard Grant now, and it was like, it's so perfect.
And his character was so funny in Spice World.
Oh, it's great. Oh, it's great. So him and Alan. It's so good.
Darren, what's your favorite movie?
American Beauty.
Oh.
Because every time, and this is where I was going with it, because every time, Kevin Spacey aside, because every time I see that movie, I learn something different.
Really?
I learn something different about the movie, or I learn something different about myself, or how I picture it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I don't get that's what you're getting from Avengers.
That's exactly what I get from Avengers in terms of what Thanos' actual motivation is. Does he want to snap half the universe?
Right.
Does he really believe that by cleansing the universe of 50% of the people that he's helping life?
This is, like what the Nazis wanted to do, but it's cool.
No, exactly.
Right.
These are the hard-hitting questions that I think of when I'm watching Avengers Infinity War.
I feel like you're deeper than I am as a person.
Another, thank you.
You're welcome.
The other questions I have, is Ant-Man stuck in a time vortex?
You know, Matt asked me right before we walked into the room. He said the same thing, and I flipped him off, and I kept walking.
Where is Captain Marvel in this time? You know, 100%. The list goes on and on and on.
Matt has the same inquiries. Megan does too. I'm the odd man out.
It's the beauty of Marvel Studios, if you ask me.
Let's not
downplay it. It's good storytelling.
Now, you're a Gaga fan.
Oh, right. Yes, I forgot this was
Remember we talked a lot about that Joanne album. I know that you went to the Navy Yards to go see her
time. I met her once.
You met her once.
Should I tell that story?
You definitely should.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know what you felt about, I want you to tell the story, but then I also want you to, like, what did you feel about her winning an Oscar? And do you feel that she got cheated for not winning? Because Olivia Colman, I mean, she won for Shallow, but as best actress, because Olivia Colman won. Go. Hey, Dedicators. Lately, we've been cranking the show into high gear. We're so excited about all of our upcoming live shows. But man, can they be exhausting.
Well, luckily, Care of has got our back. Care of is a monthly subscription service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. It can be really hard to know what vitamins or supplements you should be taking to keep you feeling great, but Care of makes it easy to find out what you specifically need to be your healthiest.
Care of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices. It only takes 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendation. Whether you're traveling to different cities like us or running around chasing adorable baby reindeer like Matt, Care of has got you covered.
Once you've completed the quiz, Care of delivers daily vitamin and supplement packs customized to your recommendations to promote personal health and wellness. Your personalized subscription box will be sent right to your door every month, and daily vitamin and supplement packs, great for a busy on-the-go lifestyle.
They even have a cool app that lets you track your progress and earn rewards when you remember to take your vitamins.
And Care of offers vegetarian and vegan options. They've definitely got vitamins for you no matter what your dietary needs are.
All of our Dedicators can take 50% off their first month of personalized Care of vitamins. Just go to takecareof.com and enter promo code martinis50.
That's takecareof.com and enter promo code martinis50 for 50% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins. Well, okay, so I actually don't think we've talked too much about this on this show, but I am a huge Gaga fan.
I knew that from currently.
Right, exactly, our other show, podcast we used to do. There's a lot to break down here, but I guess I'll just say that, you know, this is a great transition, because the reason I don't watch a lot of movies, I feel like, is because they affect me so much, in the sense that, like, the movies, if they're really fun, like Black Panther and Avengers, like, it makes me so, so happy, and it's thrilling, and I just love that visual medium. But the other side of that is, if they're very depressing or very heavy, I'm very affected by that. And it'll be on my mood. It'll be on my conscience. It's why I don't love horror movies. I can do the true crime stuff, because I do feel like we're maybe in some way giving victims a voice, you know, and like telling these stories.
In a lot of ways we are.
Yeah. So that's why I love the true crime genre so much, because I do feel like there is something there. But horror for the sake of being scared will give me nightmares for weeks on end. And it's just the way my brain works.
And horror is different. Like something that, and granted, murder is scary and terrifying, and I wouldn't want to live it.
Right.
But there's something about it being real as opposed to like a monster with nails coming out of their eyes, like jumping out of the closet. Like nails nothing's ever like, I'm thinking of that movie 13 Ghosts.
Oh, okay.
And then
never seen it.
She has like a cage of like nails around. I don't know.
Oh my
it's
God.
Fucking terrifying.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Anyway.
But sorry, no, I think you're right. And so my point is that I will admit I have not seen A Star Is Born, which I know a lot of people are gasping about.
Even Erin Rott like took a picture of me watching it with her in LA, and she was like, John.
Yeah, she sent it to me. So, however, what I'm going to say, I don't know how else to explain this. I haven't seen it. She had been winning some of the awards, acting awards leading up to the Oscars, like whatever, the Golden Globe.
Yep.
She won a BAFTA. So I was like, okay, she's in contention. But Glenn Close was getting all the buzz this season.
That's really who I felt the...
And she has been nominated, I think, 7 times and hasn't won.
I think she's the most nominated without an Oscar.
Yeah. So everyone, I think, was assuming, well, okay. And I think one, I forget which award it was, but she and Glenn Close tied.
Yep. I think it was a Golden Globe.
Golden Globe. So I was like,
Or Critics' Choice. Sorry. Critics' Choice.
That's what it
Critics
was.
Critics' Choice.
Because Gaga won the Golden Globe. But
that's right. That's right.
So I was like, okay, well, maybe she's in it. It probably won't be that way, but let's see what happens. She had won every single category, every single award for Shallow, which was from A Star Is Born.
Hold on. You're going to stop because Matt has to leave in the middle of your conversation.
Oh, sorry, Matt. This is an appeal to you.
What's she do?
No one knows what that means.
No one knows what it means yet. Just think of it as a premonition for Sunday's episode of John saying, what's she do to me?
Just another one of my many mishaps here on the show. But to wrap up the Gaga talk, I was so, so happy that she won an Oscar. Like
100%.
That is a milestone that I know... I think that she secretly loves acting more than she tells people. She was like an extra on The Sopranos way, way, way before she was famous. I think she had that theater vibe in her, and she always probably wanted to be an actress. So to have an Oscar in her hand only a decade after she entered into this
business, an EGOT for sure. Like there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, she's still so young. She's like our age anyway.
Well, she's
like,
halfway there, right? You got to win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony, and she has two of them.
Yeah, she's got the GL.
She has 9 Grammys for the record. She had been nominated for an Oscar twice before, but had lost them. So it's nice just to see her in that happiness. Like, I just love seeing people be happy like that. That's the most
thrilling. She deserved it. I mean, writing that song was really, really good.
Yeah, it was a beautiful song.
You know,
oh my
all
God.
The buzz that came out of like her and Bradley Cooper being together afterwards.
Well, that was just people
projecting.
Leave it alone. They're actors. Come on. I will say this about Bradley Cooper, and Gaga should get a lot of this because it's her song and it was her big breakout role. The amount of talent that is in Gaga's brain, of course, but Bradley Cooper's, I feel like, is very underrated.
Yeah.
He directed A Star Is Born. It was his directorial debut, although he wasn't nominated for the Oscar, which was most people considered a snub. He's an incredible actor. We all know that. But then he was singing live on stage, and
he's
it was beautiful.
Talented. Yeah, 100%.
You can tell there wasn't a lot of, like, you know, corrective whatever to his voice. So,
auto-tune.
Anyway, yeah, exactly. I will say this about award season in general. I typically hate it just the way you do. I absolutely loved the Grammys this year. I thought it was so fun.
Yeah.
Didn't feel slow.
My Lady won 3, I think. Brandi Carlile.
Carlile, yes. I love her, too.
Yeah.
I want her to be my lady. I'm not there yet in terms of a fan because I haven't listened to her whole discography.
I mean, Carson, my girlfriend, used to watch her in coffee shops.
Yeah,
like
I know.
10 years ago.
That was what I was going to say.
She's been following her career forever. I've seen her live. It was like one of our first dates. Like,
oh, that's nice.
She's been following. She got me on the bandwagon.
I was going to say.
She's the definition of our relationship.
I feel like if we could go back to the currently archives, you've talked about her before.
Yes.
And I was going to say, my best friend, Brittany, who's also a lesbian, had been talking about her 10 plus years ago and wanted me to like go see her and everything. And back then I just didn't, some of that music I just couldn't connect to.
Totally.
But a lot of the music on her, By the Way, I Forgive You album is unbelievable.
And to be honest with you, that's not even my favorite album
of
hers.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people don't consider it
that.
I
was talking about this with Carson the other day, and I was like, if you could define our relationship by one musical artist, because Carson's in music, so she very much so identifies with
that. Right,
right. I was like, who would it be? And I, like, the top three, I was would say the three artists that define us are Brandi Carlile, Joni Mitchell, and Graham Nash. Mm. Just because they have like they're you know, and obviously like Graham Nash and Joni Mitchell are old. They're not really making the same music that they once were. But Brandi just keeps like reinventing herself. She's got two kids. Obviously she's gay. Yeah.
Song The Mother.
I'm the lover of Evangeline.
The video. Guys, go check it out. But I will say, as we wrap up some music, and that's a very beautiful thing that you
just
mentioned.
Just wanted to give you a
with your girlfriend, because I think everyone should ask their partner that. But the one thing that came out of the Grammys, what for me, Darren, was Kacey Musgraves.
Listen. Listen to me now. Okay, Kacey Musgraves.
I'm listening.
Listen to that album.
Golden
Fucking
Hour.
Love every second of it.
Every single second of it is amazing.
Carson literally gets so mad at me for bringing up Kacey Musgraves every day.
Why?
Like when she was in Europe and like the Philippines for 2 weeks, she was like, what are you doing? I go, listening to High Horse by Kacey Musgraves around the apartment. Like as I was saying, I was like, just singing to myself. She was like, Darren, I will kill you if you keep bringing up Kacey Musgraves. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but
it's addicting in a sense.
It's addicting and good for Kacey fucking Musgraves.
Yeah. Kacey came up like seventh in Nashville Star like many years ago. And now she won Album of the Year in a somewhat of an upset.
Every song is gold to me.
Gold because it's called Golden Hour by the Elbows.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
Maybe it's spending too much time obsessing about true crime.
No, John, that can only be a healthy thing.
Well, then maybe it's Matt.
Yeah, his voice is probably giving people nightmares.
Well, Dedicators, you can use BetterHelp online counseling.
Good point, John. Take a drink.
You can schedule video and phone sessions plus chat and text with your therapist.
And the licensed therapist specialized in depression, stress, relationships, LGBT matters, grief, and much, much more.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Martinis and Murder listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code Martinis.
So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/martinis.
Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/martinis. Okay, I will just say this as we wrap up music talk is I have not been when I say I wake up humming her music. That's when you know it's
Kacey
a good
Musgraves?
Album. Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah, I agree.
I will wake up and that song Butterflies is humming out of my head as I'm waking up from a sleep. It's crazy.
I will say that Kacey Musgraves has been that for me. Mm-hmm. And then granted I'm biased because Carson introduced this to me because it's one of the bands on her roster. Mm. But this band Eider, who she was in the Philippines with, their album's coming out this summer, and I get to hear some like stuff.
Yeah,
like
it's good.
Sometimes, like if it like right before it drops or whatever.
Yeah,
it is. I wake up to this music.
That's what I'm saying.
I could be listening to, you know how like when you listen to another song, and you're trying to recall another song, and you're like, wait, I can't get the beat. Like I know the lyrics, but I just need to be quiet for a second.
Yes, yes.
I can fucking recall the beats of these songs listening to anything.
That's crazy.
So here I am plugging Eider, Eider. It is so good.
There you go.
I can't wait to show it.
Yeah, I want to check it out. So that's our music recap on the show, which was supposed to be Oscars, but I guess there's not much
else. And a little fun fact about, I don't know if it's fun, but it was a little fact about the Oscars this year was a lot of controversy was around Green Book winning Best Picture because it's sort of like the reverse Driving Miss Daisy.
Right.
Which happened, they got the Academy Award literally 30 years ago in 1989. And when that happened in 1989, Do the Right Thing by Spike Lee wasn't nominated and he walked out. And so this year when Green Book got nominated and Spike Lee was up for it, I think he was kind of
turned
pissed.
His
like
back
it
or something.
Felt, yeah, he turns back or something. It felt like, oh, wait, 30 years later, it's the same thing. So it's kind of an interesting story.
Yeah, no, I agree. I heard about some of that controversy, and I haven't seen any of those, so I feel like I can't really weigh in. But, lots of interesting Oscar chat.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm glad Olivia Colman won for The Favorite.
Matt's
like inching back in.
Yes, Matt, come on in. Oh,
He's tiptoeing over when he opens the door.
What a weirdo.
I'm glad Olivia Colman won. She was really good. I didn't see The Wife.
She had a good speech too, by the way.
But I heard it was really funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
But I love Glenn Close so much. And, you know, like, I don't think it takes anything away from her acting ability.
Absolutely.
But I love her. Damages, like, made me win over with Glenn. And her name is Glenn.
Glenn. There you go.
Fucking
That's all
awesome.
You need to know. Darren, last week, speaking of Matt, as he was tiptoeing through here, you had mentioned that your mom reacted to
I had lunch with her today again.
Oh, yeah. And was she happy with last week's
kinder
show?
Well, I said to her, I was like, I'm about to record in a few hours. Like, what did you think? I was like, did you care about the shout out? She's private. She's an engineer. Yeah. You know, I was like,
oh, right. Because we did talk about her a lot.
She's like, I heard it. She was like, I was proud of you.
Oh.
I'm glad you. She goes, a lot less cursing too. Good job, Darren. And I was like, it's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to our live.
Do I think she's proud of me?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sure. Sometimes.
She loves you.
Oh, that's sweet.
I know she loves you.
I can't wait to see her.
How do I do? She's like, John's voice is really just amazing. And I'm like,
wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
You know, my mom didn't hug me, and that is a premonition for Sunday's episode. Just kidding, my mom hugged me.
I was going to say, your mom loves you.
Just saying, if my mom didn't hug me, keep in mind for Sunday's episode.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
Speaking of your girlfriend, we were just talking about...
I added this to the agenda because I thought it was very important. Because you were like, we were chatting today, and we always talk about what should we talk about in another shot.
Yeah.
So you're like, did anything happen to you? Like, do you want to talk about it? Okay. I know.
Is everything okay before we get started?
Everything's fine. We're on the brink of breaking up because I feel like I really disappointed Carson this week.
Okay.
Because she was over at my apartment and you know, like I'm in TV, she's in music. So our interests literally lie there. And sometimes I make Carson sit through things.
Television, you're saying?
That she doesn't want to she's not necessarily invested in.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, but I want to see it.
And I'm sure she makes you listen to music that maybe you don't know much about, but you're willing to give it a chance.
Right. But the difference there is like, okay, what's a song? Like 3.5 minutes? Like,
right. That's
true. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, okay, so I'm making her commit more than me, and I understand that, and I get it. So I was like, honey, I really want to watch Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix.
Which everyone's talking about.
Jenny McCarthy did like an hour on her radio show on Sirius talking about this. But I was like, I have to see it. I have to be in the know. And she's like, I don't want to watch another cold case. Like, I hate watching these cold cases, like unsolved cases.
No resolution.
Like with Making a Murderer, you know how like we know the story, but it wasn't really solved.
Or Serial, even.
It's
with
a
the
lot
podcast.
Of like, right. It's a lot of TBDs. So she didn't want that. So we start watching, and like she's paying attention, and she's not really paying attention. And obviously, it's about this girl who was abducted in plain sight, and like literally in the title, and you see her talking on the, you know, you see her talking basically on the thing, and Carson's like, oh, Darren, another cold case. I go, no, babe, like she's talking on the TV right here, like we're gonna see this. She was like, oh, she was wildly invested.
Okay.
So basically, I don't want to spoil it for anyone. Basically, anyone who's into true crime, you must watch this.
Okay.
So curious. It is unbelievable, the story that you were going. Unbelievable.
I have to watch this.
When I watched Mommy Dead and Dearest on HBO, which scared the shit out of me, we could barely get through 20 minutes. This was like, holy shit, I can't believe people are actually like this. Parents are actually like this.
I heard
like,
the parents are the worst.
You're not
part
even
of
gonna
it.
Like. I couldn't even begin to describe it. Carson was so traumatized and triggered from when I watched this. She was like, "This is it. I'm breaking up with you. I can't believe." And I would bring it up all the time. Like anytime she went to go get something in the fridge, I'd be like, "You know who got something in the fridge? Abducted in plain sight. And she was like, "I will kill you." She didn't want to leave. She didn't want to do any. Like she was so playfully angry at me for making her sit through it, but I think she's so happy that I made her sit through it.
Yeah.
John, you have to watch
it. Oh, I will.
I don't want to spoil it.
Well, I was going to say, everyone's been telling me to watch it, and frankly, let me say it this way. I watch true crime television all day long for work. When I get home, do I want to turn on more true crime? Most of the time, no.
100%.
But every once in a while, these kind of big shows come along, and I feel like I have to watch them to be a good true crime person.
From me to you,
podcaster.
Hour and a half. You have to watch it because me explaining it to you wouldn't do it justice, and you need to let it unfold where you're like, wait. Like, there were so many parts where Carson and I were like, did he just say that?
Was that literally just said? I'm absolutely going to be watching it now.
She just texted me.
Oh. Is she like, don't come home tonight?
Yeah.
You made me watch Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yeah.
That rhymed. Are you saying that maybe she's not such a good detective or something? Because,
no, she just goes, Darren, you're so pretty. John sucks. And I love you.
That's, oh my God. I actually believed you for a second.
Yeah,
that
was really
upsetting.
She loves you. She would rather date you than me, but she has to stick through with me.
With what God intended.
With what God intended.
I want to mention really quickly as we stay on the true crime theme, Detective Pikachu, the trailer, second one came out.
Okay, wait. I saw on our Facebook page that you were like, true crime plus crime.
Pokemon.
True crime plus Pokemon equals me.
Yeah.
Then I saw you put it on the agenda with a URL link to watch it.
Because I insist that you watch it, yes.
But I didn't because I hate you.
That's okay.
So
what
walk me through what Detective Pikachu is.
It is the most groundbreaking true crime movie of a generation, and it'll be out on May 10th.
Oh.
Basically, okay, so here's the gist of this. Yes, there have been many Pokemon movies, but this is Pokemon in real life. We're talking like CGI renderings of Pokemon. There has never been a Pokemon movie like that, so fans are freaking out. This movie was greenlit, as I wrote in the Oxygen piece that I linked to, which, by the way, yes, I researched and wrote about it. Thank you very much. It was greenlit in 2016.
He doesn't watch Abducted in Plain Sight because he does a true crime hobbit, but Detective Pikachu, he's...
Pikachu makes me happy, Darren.
He did 20 pages of fucking research. Jesus.
So what happened is...
Megan rolled her eyes.
Megan, I thought we were on the same team.
You're not, sweetie.
Think of it like taxidermied animals, but like they have powers, basically.
Yeah. Now you sold her.
In 2016, when Pokemon Go came out, you may remember the videos of like people.
Was it 3 years ago?
I know. Yeah, it's almost 3 years ago.
Fuck.
People stampeding through Central Park to catch a Snorlax, right? Like the world went crazy for Pokemon Go, whether you want to love
a Snorlax.
The game. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so yes,
Snorlax in this old conversation.
This trailer came out yesterday. Today, as we record this, is Pokemon Day. That's right. Happy Pokemon Day to everyone who celebrates.
Just a reminder for everyone to watch my Insta stories on Wednesdays about 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because I usually get John doing some weird hand thing.
Yes.
And today it was, it's Pokemon Day. And I was like, don't know what that means.
Let me live my life, dude.
Yeah, I'll let you live.
Long story short, this movie was greenlit basically out of the excitement for the Pokemon Go app. It was insane. Everyone was playing the game at that time. I am still a very, very active player, as you may have seen in Darren's Instagram stories of Pokemon Go. I have a Nintendo Switch, blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
you haven't caught them all yet?
Yeah, I have caught most of the ones that are out. I've caught, yeah.
Oh, but
there's more to it than just catching.
Right.
There's an in-game like battle system and catching rare, shiny, sparkly ones. Anyways, Ryan Reynolds is voicing Pikachu.
Oh.
So it's an interesting sort of angle there.
Do you feel about that?
I didn't like it at first.
So because, Pikachu's a boy?
So it's hard to explain. Pikachu that we know, there are many Pikachu in the Pokemon world.
Right, because I thought it was like, I'm Pikachu.
I'm Pika. Right, exactly. Pika, Pika. But then
Wait, do it again.
Pika, Pika. I feel like Megan would do a really good Pikachu, actually. Megan, if you could jump on the mic.
She does have the voice for Pikachu.
Yeah, she does. But anyway.
Put it on your resume, Megan.
I was against it at first because his voice is so deep. And also, the thing that I had the biggest issue with was it sounded like Deadpool. And I didn't want Pikachu to be Deadpool because although I like the Deadpool movies now, I kind of went through a phase where I was like, I'm sick of this kind of like over the top. You know, it was just a bit cheesy for me, all of that. But now I've settled in. I've accepted it for what it is. I cannot change what has already been done.
Yeah.
And this
we accept the things we cannot accept, change.
That's what I was trying to say.
And we change the things we cannot accept.
Thank you, Darren. And the new trailer is just, every frame of it is Pokemon heaven. I mean, you see a Snorlax. You see a Flareon. You see a Machamp.
Oh, a Machamp.
You see a Palkia. There
a
are
Palkia?
So, yeah, exactly. Get excited.
Wow.
You see a Psyduck. So there's so many different exciting things about the trailer. For any Pokemon fan who has even ever played the games once, you're going to get excited.
You're on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
And you have two hands.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three things there, and you have to save. You can only save two of them, of the three.
On the edge of the cliff.
On the edge of the precipice that are going to fall over, you never get to experience again, and they're dead. Pokemon.
Hmm.
Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to go.
Harry Potter. Go. What are you saving? What are you killing, actually?
Are you saying that these are...
Like, once you drop that off the cliff, John...
I never have a memory of it, or...
No memory, never existed, no one got to enjoy them. You have to shut the fuck up about them for the rest of your life. You forget about them.
Okay, I think that... This is
you're not
sound,
killing Harry Potter.
Well,
I know you're not killing Harry Potter.
This is going to sound stupid because I just talked about Pokemon. I would have to let Pokemon go. No pun intended. Because
Megan, put in a fucking sound effect. I would have to let Pokemon go. This is brilliant.
Thank you. I'm really good with words.
Yeah, gotta catch a ball.
So
gotta release them all. Am I right?
The reason being is like it's a game. And whereas Spice Girls of Harry Potter entertain me
philosophy.
In a different way. Exactly.
It's a morality.
Anyway, Detective Pikachu is about... So apparently Pikachu was in a car accident with Justice Smith's dad.
That seems really real.
Justice Smith is an actor named Tim in the movie. Yeah, exactly. So part of the movie, it seems like, is going to be Pikachu and Tim figuring out what happened to his dad. So that's where the detective slash true crime element comes in. Mewtwo was at the end, which was insane.
That feels really intense, getting to a car accident.
I know.
For Pokemon.
I know. I agree. It's a little bit. But remember, everyone who played the game in the 90s is now our age. So it's a little more mature. Yeah, they can handle it.
Okay.
Today's Pokemon Day, and they announced a new Pokemon game, which is huge. There's only been a handful.
Pokemon No?
It's no.
Oh, okay.
Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield are going to be coming out later this year. Anyway, listen, this is not a Pokemon podcast, although I should maybe be interested in that.
Okay, yeah.
We should get to mentioning our live shows before we wrap up, because Megan, how long has this episode gone? It's like 55 minutes. Okay, 27 at this point.
26 minutes of Pokemon, 1 minute of me talking about Carson.
Right, exactly.
Which is fun. That's how it should be. We have a bunch of live shows. March feels like such a big month for us. We're sort of starting and ending the month with two live appearances. We have South by Southwest next Sunday, March 9th at the
Saturday?
Sorry, next Saturday, Container Bar, March 9th, South by Southwest. You have to be, get a ticket for South by Southwest to come see us. We're going to be drinking. We're going to have a great time. The case we're talking about is
bananas.
Incredible. So I highly encourage everyone to come to that. John, what else do we have in
March? We have the March 23rd. Right?
Just a Saturday as
well. Yes, Death Becomes Us Festival here in New York City. We are doing a live show at the Gramercy Theater. You can buy tickets for $10, which isn't that much, and that includes a free drink and a custom martini thing.
Yeah.
Glass.
To buy tickets is in my bio. It's probably in John's. You can find it on oxygen.com. Death Becomes Us Festival. You can find it on Google.
Yeah, and the show description that you're listening to now. We'll have a link
there.
Yeah,
we'll make it even easier for you.
Okay, if you love Detective Pikachu and or Pokemon, hit me up in the group.
If you don't, hit me up in the group.
Because Darren would like to keep those things very different.
Yeah. I want to separate us. Yes.
All right, we'll see you guys on Sunday.
Bye.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.